This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. No matter where you are, whether you're here in Central Florida or on KCNW in Kansas City or WBXR Huntsville, Alabama, Paul Esposito here, greeting you here today in Jesus' name. Happy Monday to you. God bless you today, and thank you for tuning in to WGOD Radio. You're going to hear a word from God here in a moment, and the word will be the word, because that's where the dynamite of God is in the word. That's what we've learned so far in this study in 1 Corinthians, that the logos or preaching or the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it's the dunamis or the dynamite or the power of God. So that's where we're at here today. And throughout this series, if you've missed the others and if you'd like to hear them, I encourage you to hear them, because God has really blessed this series here. And we're off to a roaring start. This is probably the fourth in this series, starting in the intro of 1 Corinthians. Then one or two in chapter one, and here in chapter two, here today, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. First couple verses of chapter two. That's where we're at. To hear the others, if you are a Facebook type of person, I encourage you to go to WGOD Radio Facebook page. If you're not, then WGODRadio.com is my website. Click on the link that says prior broadcast. If you're not either one of those, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com, and request the disc. I'd be glad to send it to you. This will play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
You know, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. I've been in ministry probably 20 years, and I've been a pastor for maybe 13. And I've made a lot of decisions. I've made a lot of bad decisions. In hindsight, the greatest decision I've ever made in my life with the help of the associate pastor was keeping these doors open when this virus started. That, if I was to die today and you were to write my epitaph, is the greatest single decision I, with the help of him, have ever made. We've been blessed so much. So much of our church family now, who were voted in last week, by the way, praise God for you, have come because their hearts were empty. And they came in turmoil, upset that their church doors weren't open. And I've heard the testimony from people how much God has blessed you since all this muck has started. And there's a lesson in that for all of us, I'm sure. And that is, God waits for us to get out of the boat sometimes, like Peter did. And once you get out of the boat and walk by faith, not by sight, God's got extraordinary things for you in your future when you trust him like that and walk by faith. Not by what you see on the news, not by what Satan uses through newscasters to scare you is to trust God. You all, you've heard me say, I'm going to keep saying it. Trust God with all that you have. God has always been, please forgive me for sounding like a broken record. This is an important lesson for us to learn here. And that is that God didn't just start watching out over you when this flu bug hit. He's always watched out over you. I had to learn that in terrible ways. How whatever it takes for people to learn it, God has got your back. Like he said, you might see clouds, but above the clouds is the sun and the Son of God, and he's always had your back, and he always will, no matter what you see. And I'm just so grateful. I look at this church around us now. When Les and Delilah went back to Virginia, we probably had 12 people. We've got triple that now. And praise God, he's done all the work. He gets all the credit. It's all God. I'm grateful to be along for the ride. It's been a power-packed series here. If you've missed the other weeks, you can go to WGODradio.com or the Island Community Church Facebook page, and you'll find these podcasts are up there. We started doing the video, too, a couple months ago. But the audio has got wonderful sound, and you can listen to those. Or on my radio show as well at 7 in the morning on the WMIE, you can hear many of these. I'm trying to help you properly interpret this letter here and show you as well the problems that Paul faced with this church due to all the debauchery and all the evil that was going on in this city of Corinth. So early on in this letter, we're talking about doctrine. For instance, last week and the week before, remember, he told us that the message of the cross is the power of God. Remember, that's where we left off last week. The message, the Greek word logos, proper name for Jesus. The logos, the Jesus of the cross, is the power, and that word power is the word dunamis, where our word dynamite comes from. The dynamite of God is found in the message and the preaching of the cross. Not in my message or anyone else's message. It's in the preaching of the cross. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the preaching, the message of the cross is where the dynamite of God resides. Later on in this letter, it'll be how to live the Christian life, especially with all the problems there in Corinth. He had to teach them how to live this life. And as always, remember that Jesus Christ is everything. It's all about him. It's all about Jesus. Paul's going to show you that explicitly here in verse 2. Now, chapter 2. Verse 1, 1 Corinthians, or as Donald Trump would say, 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, I did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you except all right, you can put your little colon right there in the Bible. I came to you not knowing anything except these two things. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Meaning, the gospel's not about how educated the speaker is. Or how much he knows. It's not about how good of a public speaker the preacher might be. Although that's one of the abilities of the public speaker is a huge hang-up today, isn't it? I mean, seriously, is there anything worse than a milk toast or lukewarm preacher who has just one level, with that being boring? Right? Some preachers buy their sermons online. Did you know that? There's a place, sermoncentral.com, where you can go and buy your sermons. I hate it too on TV with those inaccurate Jesus movies. I remember this one that had this sissy playing John the Baptist who walked around with this turkey leg. And he would go, "Repent, for the kingdom of God." No, you fool, that's not what he did. John the Baptist, come on, Charlton Heston. Repent! That's John the Baptist. Sorry, silly things just get to me. Repent. Get that turkey leg out of your hand. I digress. The point is, it doesn't matter how slick of a preacher the speaker is. What matters is, for I determined not to know anything among any of you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. You see, nothing else mattered, and nothing else matters. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus and him crucified. Think about it. Think about it. Not just Jesus, but Jesus and his death. Maybe that's lost on us today. The Son of God died for you. The Son of God died because he loves you. And he died for you because he took your place. And he took your place because God's penalty for sin is death. And that puts you in a lot of trouble. The wages of sin is death. What are you going to do about that? All of you people, without being reconciled, you're separated from God. You're estranged. Like that TV show, Divorce Court. You're estranged, not from Betty and not from Mike, but you're estranged from God. So Paul's message to them and everyone else is Jesus Christ, and that Jesus Christ died because you're a sinner. Not because he felt like it. Because you're a sinner and because he loves you that much. God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we're still sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. Hallelujah. It doesn't get any better than that, Bill. That's the message. I determine, I come into this town, I don't know anything except Jesus Christ and that he died. And he died because I'm a sinner and I'm in trouble. I need a life preserver. And probably the best verse of all time to explain this is this. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I don't know if I've got it on the handout or not. It reads like this. For he, that's God, made him, that's Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. That reminds me of when I was a kid growing up in New Jersey. I'd gather the snow and put it together, and I made it into a snowball.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.